In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Whoops.
L!
Forgot to turn my mic on. It's a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Spike Lee, it's Football Friday. I'm ready to roll. Jackie Baseball, hope you got some good news for us today. Holla at you, boy.
You know, we're in wait-and-see mode with old Juan Soto.
Oh.
But we'll get there.
Yeah.
They might get a meeting with them. They're the half team, according to John Heyman.
I'd rather be half team than no team.
That's exactly right.
I'd rather half be on the list than not be on the list at all, my friend. We have a big show as we do every Friday. Nick Costo is going to join us about 45 minutes, give you your picks for the weekend. Costa's been pretty good lately. Elliot will join us from Los Angeles at 3 o'clock. Unfortunately, we'll have a Tornado Shapiro forecast at 3:30 for a game with a dome. I don't know why we need a forecast for a game with a dome, but we will. Jaws at 4, Lincoln Park, tickets at 4:30, Tommy Down the Shore. It's going to be a big show. Wow. How do we fit that all in 4 hours? Seems like a lot. So I was thinking, as I do constantly, and it came up during the conversation with Sheil yesterday, and it was a big conversation for us, I would say, about 3 weeks ago. It was right after Saquon Barkley, I think, had 30 touches in a game. And we'd all agreed in the beginning of the season we'd like to see that number around 20. I think that's the number we wanted to see.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little lower than that.
Whatever. No, I said 20. 20 touches, yeah.
And here we are. The Eagles have won 6 in a row, but we're on the track for him to have more touches he's ever had in his career. 370-plus. We go to the playoffs. We end up with 400. We all know what that number means for running backs for the next year. It means they're not really productive the next year. But that worry 3 weeks ago seems to have gone away. And I think it's because of the success of the team and maybe because we don't see a way to win these games if we are not giving Saquon Barkley all those touches. But I think that worry going away is a mistake. And maybe not worry is the word, but I haven't given up hope that we should find a way to get Saquon's touches lower for the rest of the year. And here's why I think it's so important. First of all, this offense, this personnel, is likely going to be almost exactly the same next year. We're going to have the same quarterback. We're going to have the same wide receivers. We'll probably have one of the two same tight ends, same offensive line. So if Saquon Barkley is this important this year, we're also going to need him next year. The other thing I would say is not every running back that we've ever had is Saquon Barkley. In fact, not any running back we've ever had is Saquon Barkley. However, behind our dominant offensive line, we've seen success with a number of different running backs. So they can have success running the ball without Saquon. We have a dominant offensive line. And I'd also say the other thing is the number one seed, which we all are thinking about a little bit, I think is a bit of a pipe dream. I would think as well. So
why is it a pipe dream?
Well, because I don't see enough. I see more losses on the rest of the schedule than would make the number one seed, at least in my eyes. I guess it's possible.
It's not a pipe dream. They're one game behind the other team with 7 games to go.
Right, but they're going to have to finish a game ahead of them.
Well,
right?
We don't know that. Well,
possibly a game ahead of them. My point is this. Everyone says that they can get Saquon less touches by being up a lot at the end of the game and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. I think it's something the team needs to build into the game plan. I've seen enough this year to know that if they look at a set of downs in the first quarter, the second quarter, the third quarter, the fourth quarter, and make sure that Gainwell is in there for Saquon, we can find a way to preserve him a little bit better, still have a really good team, still keep our same goals this year. But the fact that we have all given up hope on having, potentially even having a productive Saquon Barkley next year, for this year, I think is a mistake. I think they can be likely as successful, and they can save him. And I think we've made a mistake in forgetting about that.
Well, I mean, you would have to sell me on how we're going to be as successful without using him less. The team is completely reliant upon him. He's the MVP of the team. And I think you're completely wrong with the whole pipe dream. It may not happen, but it's not a pipe dream. They're one game behind Detroit. We'll see how Detroit finishes out the season. They still have some tough games on their schedule. I don't know what the conference record is going to look like, what the tiebreakers are going to be like, but with seven games to go and only one game behind a team, it's not a pipe dream. It's far from being a pipe dream. And quite frankly, if winning the Super Bowl is your goal, then having that number one seed and home field advantage is your best chance to achieve that goal. You don't believe the Eagles can go to Detroit and beat Detroit.
Well, I think it's more likely they'd beat them here than beat them in Detroit, of course.
Exactly.
We both agree there.
Yes. But so that's why you want the number one seed and you want the home field advantage. So until that's not attainable, Saquon, I got to ride Saquon like Seabiscuit. Sorry. Taking everybody to pound town,
baby. I just think it's funny that 2 weeks ago, nobody wanted to go all in at the trade deadline, right? Nobody wanted to take a shot at the trade deadline because we all wanted the future and we all wanted next year. Mm-hmm. Well, Saquon Barkley is going to be as important to the team next year. And these other teams that are running the ball, as much as they're running the ball, most of them are doing it with more than one back. And I have enough confidence in the offensive line. I have enough confidence in Kenny Gainwell to say that
Well, you're the one person in the city who has enough confidence in Kenny Gainwell that you want to give Saquon the ball less. Nobody else has that amount of confidence in Kenny Gainwell.
It's one touch a quarter. It's one touch a quarter.
I don't know how it's
one touch a quarter.
Out. All I'm saying is just hearing the idea of you got enough confidence in Kenny Gainwell to give Saquon Barkley less touches and think we're going to be just as good. That is crazy thinking. And quite frankly, worrying about next year right now isn't something the Eagles should be thinking about. And I know it's nothing the fans, anybody in their logical mind is thinking about.
Absolutely they should be thinking about it. They're paying Saquon Barkley $12 million next year, whatever it is. It's a cap hit of, I think, $10 or $9 million next year. You just said he's the MVP of the team.
Yep.
So we're kissing...
Of the league, basically.
So we're kissing goodbye the possibility of the MVP of the league being nearly as effective next year for this year for essentially a touch a quarter.
No, to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think you can win a Super Bowl. I think you can win a Super Bowl doing that as well. And by the way, you're going to need him as effective in January and potentially February as well. And all these touches add up to that as well.
Well, I tell you what, the way the Eagles can do that is by going out and blowing teams out. That's the only way. But going into a game?
Well, they haven't proven they can blow teams out.
Well, they've blown some teams out.
Well, early enough in the game, I think. No, most of the blowouts happen basically in the fourth quarter.
And because of who?
Because of Saquon.
Okay.
Well, but what I'm saying is it's not about the end of the game. It's about the game plan for the entire game.
No.
Yes.
No, because this offense has shown us what it is. And I'm listening to Howard last night dribble, drabble out his mouth about the Eagles and what they need to do to win games. Dude, this is a running football team.
So run it with a second back.
It's a running football team, and this dude is the engine that starts it all. We aren't good enough. I'm sorry. I wish we were. I wish we were good enough that we got out to big leads by throwing the ball to A.J. and Devontae and Jalen was cooking with grease at the quarterback position, and we didn't have to rely on Saquon as much as we do. I've watched this team just like everybody else has for 10 weeks, 11 weeks. They need Saquon. They need him. He has been the guy. I haven't seen Jalen in the passing game start a game fast and be the driving force of this offense. Not one game. Not one game this year.
I'm not saying to throw it more.
But what you're saying is go to lesser players.
Right.
So and the only way I'm willing to go from Saquon is to go to my other star players, Jalen, AJ, and Devontae, and Dallas Goedert. I'm not going to Kenny Gainwell. To not give Saquon the ball. So if I'm not going to give Saquon the ball, I'm going to give the ball to my other all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber players, not my backup.
Well, and you already agreed we're not going to throw the ball more.
I'm saying if that's what we're going to, if we're going to throw the ball better, then I'll move away from Saquon. But I'm not moving away from Saquon for Kenny Gainwell.
All I'm saying is we've been a successful running team with this offensive line with DeAndre Swift. We've been a successful running team with this offensive line or an iteration of this offensive line
better?
With Miles Sanders. Jalen was playing
better. Yeah, the passing game was a lot better. That's not the case with these guys. I don't know what to say, but 26 is where it's at.
215-592-90.
26 touches a game.
26 now.
I love when we go numbers.
Yeah, you're going to put the dude into retirement by February.
Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
If it gets us a Super Bowl, I don't care.
And if it doesn't, I want to have a chance to win a Super Bowl next year, too.
Well, guess what? We got Will Shipley, who's going to be introduced to the Exciting Whites next year.
Okay.
He's going to be a big part of that crew next year. Yeah.
Real quick, do the Niners regret what they did with Christian McCaffrey last year?
Bet they do.
I don't think they do.
No. What?
I said I agree with you.
Oh, you said you think they? I thought you said they do.
I don't think they do.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
And look at this year. They've basically kissed away a season.
Yeah, because the receiver was unhappy. He held out all training.
And because Christian McCaffrey didn't play for the first 7 weeks
that.
Of the year.
But when Christian McCaffrey wasn't even playing, they still had one of the leading rushers in the league until he got injured. With that guy, my point is that they got to the Super Bowl. There's no way they regret using McCaffrey last year the way that they did. It gave them a chance to win the Super Bowl. It's their fault they didn't capitalize on McCaffrey's great year. It's not because you used Christian McCaffrey. It was a mistake. No, you didn't take advantage of the opportunity when Christian McCaffrey was at his best to actually win. You lost the Super Bowl by deciding to kick a damn field goal. That's Kyle Shanahan's fault.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles can still monitor Saquon's touches, get them down, be successful this year, and then have them for next year? We're all going to be here next year. I assume. 215-592.
Yeah, ideally, the show will be here next year.
Corey from Columbus, you're on WIP.
Man, listen, y'all got to give the beat writer you need some credit. He told y'all about the 49ers. He said.
He didn't tell us about anything. The 49ers evidence was there from day one.
Everything he's right about, he's lucky about.
What are you talking about?
He said the 49ers, every team that go to the Super Bowl, always regress the next year. He said it in week one.
Corey, that was evident from...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
From the time he was saying it about the Eagles last year, we've been saying that. He said the same thing, but it's not breaking news it's 20 years of evidence.
Right. I'm just saying he said it. So it's like, what the 49ers is doing right now, that ain't.
What I'm telling you, he said, is common knowledge is the point I'm making.
Elliot will take credit.
Common knowledge.
Elliot will take credit for a lot of things. We don't need to give Elliot extra credit.
That's like saying, hold on, that's like saying the Cowboys aren't going to win the NFC East because no team has won back-to-back NFC East divisions in over 20 years. Okay.
But what I'm saying is,
that's not breaking news.
The 49ers having McCaffrey, like McCaffrey being hurt, they was going to, even if he was healthy, There was chance of a regression. That's what I'm talking about. Like, okay. McCaffrey being there, not being there, it might have helped a little bit, but, like, they was going to regress no matter what. That's okay. what I'm saying.
Okay. A little bit? Like, a little bit. Okay.
He's saying, okay, now you're making sense. You're saying even with him or without
with McCaffrey,
him,
right.
it was going to be the same thing. Okay, I got you.
There anyway.
I got you now. I got you.
When I look at the Eagles, like when you look at next year, I don't care about next year. Like we got to do whatever we got to do to win right now. See next year.
Okay.
Like I know Jalen Hurts. Like fine, y'all not high on him, but like that's going to be his second year in the offense because Kellen Moore not going nowhere. So there's going to be a prove it there. He's going to have 2 years in the offense. Like Spike just said, we're going to add Will Shipley to the exciting white. But I feel like we should preserve Saquon, but we got to do it in key situations. Like, it's like Saquon Barkley, don't just continue to, like, run him the ball right at the middle every single time. Like, this guy Kellen Moore, you're supposed to be a genius. Like, give him some ball outside, you know, give him the ball in the screen game. I mean, I know we can't run the screen.
Yeah, somebody's got to be able to throw the pass there.
We got to be in more creative ways to get Saquon Barkley.
I wonder.
He called himself.
Yeah, Corey, I wonder how we could get him the ball in that way. Who is responsible for doing that?
Okay, but like what I'm saying is like you sit up here and act like Jalen Hurts is just trash.
Superman like, could no, just throw like, a screen pass.
But Superman is the running back.
Oh, okay, sorry. But Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Michael Jordan,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, the famous.
Yeah.
Superman the running back.
Sorry. Michael Jordan.
Batman is the receiver, and Michael Jordan the QB.
That's all right. Insane. Well, if Michael Jordan could throw a screen pass, maybe we'd have a better chance of getting the ball to Saquon
I'm
in space.
Is we got to be creative in getting the football to him. Like, even if it's zone outside, you know, like, you can use the double backs. Like how they do in Detroit. Put both of them back there. So, you know, mix it up. Like Saquon back there, but you giving Kenny Gainwell the ball.
That's fine. That's
like,
fine.
You got to be creative.
Oh, love a pony package.
Little 21 personnel. That's 21, right? Two running backs? I think
yeah,
so.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Like, and you sit up here and you saying just like absolutes. Like, oh, it's a pipe dream to get the one.
Nah, put that away. That's a different conversation. No. What I'm saying, Corey, honestly,
well, that was part of your reason as to not use Barkley.
It was, but it's not It's not really. I think we can, I said it.
Yeah.
I think we can win the same number of games doing it the way that I'm saying that we can do it.
I feel like if you're looking at the rest of our schedule, like Sunday, that's going to be a tough test. They got exciting whites on that side too. And then you look at the Ravens game. After that,
Steelers.
I'm not afraid of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like I'm not afraid of obviously the Panthers. I'm not afraid of none of the NFC East teams. So it's like you sitting up here looking at possibly maybe one on like a bad day, two losses. Man, come on, like. Do what you got to do to get the one seed. And if that's ride Saquon, ride him. Take everybody to Pound Town. That's the motto.
Pound Town.
Whatever you got to do to get there. We will rest Saquon late in the year.
Hold on. Time out.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Corey. Let's talk about the idea of resting Saquon late in the year.
Yeah.
Even if you wind up with the one seed, the odds of you being so far ahead in the last game or two of the year.
How about the two seed?
Well, two seed would be great too.
No, I'm saying if you wind up with the two seed, if they fight for the one seed and then it gets down to a game or two to where they realize they won't get it, then you can always rest Saquon in the last game of the season.
Yeah, but I think it's about more.
If you got the two seed locked up.
Sure, but I think it's about more than that. I think it's about more than a week off. I don't think the touches.
Because that doesn't make sense. What do you mean? If you're getting a week off from touches, that's 20-plus touches you're not getting that week.
Yeah, but if you were – it is, but if you're beating him up for the next 7 weeks and then he gets 1 week off, I don't think that's the same as keeping his touches lower through those 7 weeks.
So if they give him
– and that's no guarantee, by the way.
Well, yeah, nothing is. Yeah. But if they give him two or three less carries over 3 weeks.
I'm saying three or four less carries a game.
Okay.
Three or four less touches a game.
Okay. That's still 20-something touches.
Yes. But I think it's. But you're talking about
but
a scenario.
He's playing every game, still getting the ball 16 times a game.
Sure. Yes. Well, he's at 22.5, I think. So
why are we getting caught in the my only yes. point is that you're doing is spreading it out.
Yes, but you're taking for granted that you can rest him the final week.
We're taking everything for granted. What I'm doing is saying until it is absolute that we don't have the number one seed, you try to get the number one seed. But if you get to week 16, and you've already lost to, say, the Rams, and you slip up and lose to somebody else, and it looks like you can't get the number one seed, but you got the number two seed locked up, he can always use the New York Giants game as a bye week and not play that week.
Sure, but that's an if. I don't know if that's going to happen.
And it's all if.
It's not an if to commit to giving him fewer touches every week. I don't think that's an if. I don't think my plan is an if. Now, no. It's an if in that...
It's an if and if they don't win, and I'm not giving him less touches to sacrifice victories. That's really what we're talking about.
Well, you're sacrificing victories next year then, potentially.
I don't care about next year.
Well, I do. 215-592-9494. That's fine. Dan in Garnet Valley, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Just hearing the conversation, I think it makes sense, like what you're saying, giving it, I think it's game specific as far as, you know, what's going on in the game, how much time you give Saquon versus the other two backs. Like just mentioned, those guys are going to be future running backs, but why not use them now? And when you see an opportunity, each game's going to dictate as far as what's he doing out there, how much pounding he's taking, and spelling him a couple, for a little bit as far as, make him fresh in January and February when we need him.
Yeah. Let me ask this first question. First of all, you got to get to January and February in a good position. So you can go home in the first round based on your seeding, based on where you're at in the playoffs and who you face in the playoffs. You agree with that? Would you rather be the 2 seed and face a 7 seed, or would you rather be a 4 seed and face a 5 seed?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's game specific as far as what's going on in each game. And what the score is, a lot of other.
Yeah, I know, Dan, but we're having a conversation right now. I can't predict exactly how every game is going to unfold over the next 2 months.
Right.
So
right,
what you're trying to do is say, in a perfect scenario, we wouldn't have to use him. We could be up early, and then we could take carries away from him. We can blow every team out. And I'm okay with that if that happens. My point is I'm not sacrificing my ability or my chance to win games by not giving Saquon the ball early in games. If we get to a fourth quarter and we got a double-digit lead and it looks like we're going to win and you want to give Kenny Gainwell the rest of the carries, be my guest. We did that in Dallas. With no problem. He had 14 touches. I had no problem with that. Kenny Gainwell played the whole fourth quarter. Yeah, if you tell me every game is going to play out like that, great. I'll go with it. But you can't guarantee me every game is going to play out that way. You're going to be up on Baltimore that way? You're going to be up on the Rams that way? You're going to be up on Washington when you go to Washington that way? That game in Washington could be for the division.
Right.
We're not going to give him as many touches in that game?
No, like I said, but you know what? There's no guarantee for anything, right? As far as what goes on.
That's why once the picture is clearer, you can make that decision on how much you want to rest him late in the season.
Right, right. Yep. And I just believe you got two other complimentary backs back there that every once in a while you can give him. I mean, you look at times when he's raising his hands and he wants to come out and take a break. I mean, I relate that to as far as somebody making that decision as far as we're going to use Gainwell, we're going to use Shipley as far as just to give him a spell and maybe just give him a little bit of long.
That's Saquon. I got no problem with doing what's already being done. But see, here's the thing. He's doing that and he's still getting 20-plus touches.
Right, yeah.
So he's coming out, let Kenny Gainwell go in there, get some run. He's still, you know why he's getting 20-plus touches, Dan? Because we need him to get that in order to win football games.
Right. Right. Yeah, I agree with your whole argument. I just gotta, I think that you're in the position now as far as just be a little bit more cognizant of as far as what's going on with him and how much of pounding he's taking each individual game.
Where we going, Jack? Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Thank you for the call, Dan.
My producer, he knows.
There he is.
He knows where we're headed.
There he is. Fingers a lot
Screw
quicker.
Next year, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, well, your opinion doesn't count on this one.
Oh, why?
Well, because you're not even an Eagles fan.
Well, there might be an ulterior motive, but screw next year.
and by the way, if he is worse next year, you can blame Jalen for it, and that is that
Easy.
All. Yeah, that's all part of your.
I will say this to that because that I would have brought that up eventually. If say we get to the Super Bowl and don't win it, when we get to the NFC Championship and don't win it, but we had to basically ride Saquon to get there, and he's not as effective next year, it is on Jalen.
Oh, it certainly in part. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You need to be better in the passing game so we don't have to rely on Saquon as much next year. It is on Jalen.
215-592-9494. What? Can the Eagles limit what? Go ahead, Jack.
Well, I just got a show question.
All right.
Now, I have used this drop to refer to the Bronco. Are we bringing it back out for Saquon?
Nah, people get confused.
All right, I'll
find and they may not want the juju.
Yeah,
on
yeah. You
want to
put Carson's juju on Saquon?
Nah, I don't know what juju means, but yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yes.
But I'll find a different horse name.
Yeah. Okay. That works.
Yeah.
All right.
That's Carson. Yes, Carson. I like the thinking though.
Guys, right, because we were riding them.
215-592-9494. Can the Eagles limit Saquon's touches the rest of the year? I say yes. Ike says no. Now, speaking of quarterbacks, and I will explain this next, I am going to propose to you two a change in the quarterback room for the Philadelphia Eagles this season. So that is coming up next. Are you ready for it?
No, sure I'm not.
Okay, all right.
Are you sitting down?
That is next.
Yes, I'm sure I'm not.
That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.